Andy here, and welcome back for day two. Yesterday we explored this idea from part one about being kind to ourselves and wishing ourselves well. Don't worry if this idea seems a little strange still, and you're coming back today feeling a little disconnected with this idea. We're learning something completely new, and actually a little alien. So you may feel uncomfortable. And as I mentioned yesterday, if we're going to look after the relationships we have with others, we need to look after the relationship we have with ourselves first. With an open heart, which means curiosity and letting down some of those barriers that we have to praise and self-kindness. In terms of science, research suggests that having a positive relationship with ourselves can make us happier, decrease procrastination, and help us to work with life's challenges. So give it a go. Let's become best buds with ourselves. Let's meditate. Beginning by settling into your meditation posture, with a nice straight back, and if you're sitting on a chair, if you can, have your back just coming off the back of the chair, as we learnt in the foundation program. But you're welcome to use the back of the chair if you need to. It can just help your posture a little. Now, loosen those shoulders, take a deep breath in, breathing out and gently closing your eyes. Now we're going to take three deep mindful breaths. This can be really helpful for settling our minds and bodies. And in terms of body regulation, deep breathing sends a message to our body that everything is okay, and it allows us to relax and focus. And deep breathing is very helpful when we're stressed, as it can shift us from fight, flight or freeze to calm and relaxed. So, taking a deep breath in, breathing out, letting go of everything. And I mean everything. There's nothing that you need to hold on to now. And breathing in again. And breathing out. Allowing your body to settle into the surface you're sitting on. And last time. A nice deep breath in. Breathing out and really letting go and making the intention to focus on this meditation as best you can. And you're a meditation pro now, so you know what to do next. Shifting your attention to your breath, wherever it's most vivid for you. So that's at your belly, your nostrils, or anywhere else that stands out for you. And we're doing this to have a single-pointed focus, simply to allow our minds to settle. And allowing your breathing to find its own rhythm, and continuing to do this. And as you continue to focus on your breathing, saying to yourself on your in-breath, may I be well. And as you breathe out, saying, happy and safe. And as you breathe in again, may I be well. And as you breathe out, happy and safe. And again, as you breathe in, may I be well. And each time you breathe out, happy and safe. And continuing this well-wishing. If your mind's gone for a wander, that's okay. It can quite often happen with this practice. Notice that's happened, and then continue to wish yourself well, happy and safe. Now letting go of this practice and any effort you've been making, and then taking a deep breath in breathing out and gently opening your eyes as we end this meditation. How was that experience of well-wishing for you? If you found it challenging, where did those challenges show up? It might have been from the moment I said close your eyes. Or maybe it was the wishing yourself well. Or the breathing part. Also noticing how your body feels having done this practice. Do you feel any sense of lightness, stability, heaviness, awkwardness, confusion, aliveness, space? I'm just using words here as a very rough guide to help you navigate that felt experience a bit more. So find your own words and then let go of them. If that meditation was a bit blurry and nothing really stood out for you, then I suggest you give up meditation, sell your meditation cushion, and never speak of such things again. I'm just kidding. If you found it a bit blurry, that's totally fine. Again, you're aware of that blurry experience, so that's okay. Sometimes I have days when I can't focus on anything in meditation, and I'm just thinking about food, or tea, or weirdly, meditation. So today we've spent a bit more time wishing ourselves well, and exploring how it affects our bodies. This is the way to get a really felt sense of that self-care we're offering to ourselves, and become more familiar and intimate with how we receive kindness. You might also want to try those 3 mindful breaths in the day as well. They can be a great way to de-stress and reset. That's all for today. Tomorrow, we're going to move on from wishing ourselves well. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. So tomorrow will be a surprise. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 3.